Enough. That's the call from two leading healthcare consumer groups who say they cannot take another year of double-digit healthcare premium increases. Healthcare for All and the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization are delivering a challenge today. No premium increases for 1 year starting January 1st. WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks into why they want to take such a step.
Sarah Higginbotham has a health insurance story that is becoming all too familiar. 3 years ago, when she was still single, she took home $900 every other week from her part-time job after paying her share of the health insurance premium. Then Higginbotham got married, had a child, and switched to a family plan.
My take-home pay has dwindled to $164 every 2 weeks. Basically, I'm working for my health insurance here.
Higginbotham's dramatic drop in take-home pay wasn't just in moving from individual to family coverage. Her employer, First Church Congregational in Cambridge, saw premiums rise 17% this year, an increase senior pastor Dan Smith calls outrageous.
People who have felt that the market could somehow regulate it are being proved wrong right now. And when we sit down with some of the leaders in the healthcare industry, we wonder if they do feel the pain that some of us are feeling.
To share the pain, the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization and Healthcare for All want to see hospitals, doctors, and insurance companies find a way to freeze premiums for 1 year.
The current escalating costs of healthcare are unsustainable.
Healthcare for All Director Amy Whitcomb-Slemmer.
So we are asking all the interested parties to take a time out until we can get to a more comprehensive solution.
During a one-year premium freeze, the two groups pledged to educate consumers about how to improve their health, become more savvy healthcare spenders, and lower costs. They want insurers and providers to renegotiate existing contracts. And they hope by the end of 2012, all parties will agree to a long-term healthcare cost control approach.
We agree with the goals of bending the trend, but this technique is just not workable.
Lynn Nicholas, president of the Massachusetts Hospital Association, says freezing premiums is not workable because hospitals have commitments through their complex contracts that can't be reworked for 1 year. A better approach, says Nicholas, would be to agree on a goal for healthcare spending increases.
We should be setting targets. We should have some oversight towards those targets and then let providers and others work aggressively to get there.
Insurers say they are ready to go back to the table with hospitals and physicians, especially those that are paid more for the same quality of care. Laura Pellegrini is president of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans.
We could definitely bend the cost trend if we were able to get some relief from the provider community. Whether we could make rates zero or freeze them, I'm not sure that's possible, but we could have a much better result than what we're seeing today.
GBIO and Healthcare for All were key players in passing and maintaining support for the state's health coverage law. Now, GBIO President Herman Hamilton says it's time to lead the healthcare cost debate.
I just want to underscore the moral outrage and urgency of stopping double-digit increases and finding a solution that mandates that all of us do our fair share to drive down costs.
There's a lot of agreement on the need to reduce healthcare spending, but little agreement on what it means for everyone to do their fair share. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.